The 2010 Washington Seminar by Daniel B. Fry. Two photos appear at this point. Photo 1, the caption, "During the 2010 Washington Seminar, Federationists from our Florida affiliate met with 11th Congressional District Representative Kathy Castor to advance our legislative priorities for this year." Photo 2, the caption, "NFB of Connecticut President Beth Rival, left, and affiliate member Marianne Melly, right, are pictured here with Representative Jim Himes of the state's 4th Congressional District." The question, "Are you listening?" became the battle cry for the 2010 NFB Washington Seminar, our annual midwinter legislative event. Emblazoned on the NFB and DC buttons that members wore while visiting congressional offices, this slogan helped identify us as a group with a distinct legislative agenda for the second session of the 111th Congress. 14 members of the NFB National Board of Directors, 37 state presidents, 49 affiliate delegations, and well over 500 Federationists filled the Columbia and Discovery ballrooms of the Holiday Inn Capitol, our traditional headquarters hotel, for the great gathering in on Monday evening, February 1st. The crowd was inspired and motivated throughout the week by a series of announcements and an award presentation made by President Maurer that reflected the continuing influence of our organization. But even before the Great Gathering In meeting occurred, an entire weekend of pre-Washington seminar programs and activities had already taken place. Here is a partial list. A leadership seminar for the 2009 NFB scholarship winners and their student mentors took place at the National Center on Saturday, January 30th, and the students then traveled to the Holiday Inn Sunday morning in time to participate in the National Association of Blind Students Midwinter Conference. The National Association of Blind Students conducted its annual conference most of Sunday at the Holiday Inn. On Monday morning, the National Association of Blind Students held its first-ever information fair, where different educational and technological vendors and speakers from the previous day's seminar presented their products and services at booths set up around the perimeter of the Discovery Ballroom. The National Organization of Parents of Blind Children conducted an intensive two-day leadership seminar for parents committed to organizing or strengthening their state parent divisions. The National Association of Blind Merchants conducted a Monday seminar for its members. Demonstrations of the existing interface for the blind drivable vehicle were offered on Monday afternoon to promote the Race for Independence campaign for the Imagination Fund. The newest features of the KNFB Reader Mobile were demonstrated at various times and locations throughout the Washington seminar. The NFB Research and Development Committee met at the National Center on Saturday evening, Sunday, and Monday. About 50 Federationists traveled from Washington to Baltimore for a tour of the National Center and to shop at our Independence Market. The Governmental Affairs and Affiliate Action Departments collaborated to present the 2010 Legislative Seminar, including advice on mastering Capitol Hill Protocol, learning the facts of the legislative agenda, and making effective presentations to members of Congress and their staffs. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "Mark Maurer." During the Great Gathering In, President Maurer reviewed a series of meetings he has conducted with highly placed officials in the Obama administration to promote the policies and views of the NFB. He announced that earlier on Monday morning, February 1st, he and other Federation leaders had met with United States Secretary of Education Arne Duncan to present the book Let Freedom Ring, Braille Letters to President Barack Obama, a volume containing 100 first-person accounts of the effect that Braille, or its absence, has had in the lives of the writers. Further details of this book presentation, the culminating event in our 2009 Braille Readers Are Leaders, BRL, campaign celebrating the 200th anniversary of the birth of Louis Braille, appear elsewhere in this issue. President Maurer told the Assembly that several weeks ago he met with U.S. Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood to familiarize him with our concerns about silent vehicles and to encourage his support of the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act of 2009. He also announced that he had met with U.S. Attorney General Eric H. Holder, Jr. to discuss issues of civil rights for the blind, and he reported that Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights Tom Perez has agreed to be a keynote speaker at the Tenbrook Law Symposium, scheduled for later this spring at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. President Maurer said that, only weeks before, he had addressed the staff of the Library of Congress, the largest library in the world. It is committed to creating one of the largest digital book collections anywhere. He urged the importance of making this digital book collection non-visually accessible. He also told Federationists that he would soon be delivering a lecture on the rights of the disabled to participate fully in a society at a symposium at the Yale University School of Law. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "Scott LaBarre." Consistent with our quest to secure equal access for blind people, President Maurer described our recent settlement with Arizona State University to refrain from using inaccessible digital teaching technology like the Kindle DX. He also told us that, at our urging, the U.S. Department of Justice had reached similar agreements with several private colleges and universities who had tried to introduce inaccessible technology as an instructional method in their mainstream courses. Finally, he announced that NFB of Colorado President and Attorney Scott LaBar is in the process of serving notice to all 300 law schools in the nation that they could be added as a party to our lawsuit against the Law School Admissions Council if they fail to work with us to address the access challenges that blind law school candidates face today. On a brighter note, Scott LaBar reported a positive ruling that a federal district court judge recently issued in which the National Conference of Bar Examiners has been directed to allow Stephanie Einyart, a blind graduate of the UCLA Law School, to take the multi-state portion of the California Bar Examination and the multi-state professional responsibility examination using the access technology with which she is most familiar. While the preliminary ruling in this case applies only to Ms. Einyart, most observers agree that this decision bodes well for the access concerns of blind candidates throughout the country who sit for bar examinations that use these national tests. Two photos appear at this point. Photo 1, the caption, Fred Schroeder. Photo 2, the caption, Parnell Diggs. Other Federation leaders kept activists informed of recent organizational successes and developments. NFB First Vice President Frederick Schroeder told everyone that we had sold 220,000 Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollars in 2009, and he announced that, once matching funds were raised, the United States Mint would be giving the Federation approximately $2.2 million to promote the programs of our BRL campaign. Imagination Fund Chairman and NFB of South Carolina President Parnell Diggs introduced Washington Seminar participants to the 2010 Race for Independence, a campaign dedicated to promoting accessible technology for blind people. Read more about the Race for Independence elsewhere in this issue. James Gashel, Vice President for Business Development with KNFB Reading Technologies, updated Federationists on recent developments with the KNFB Reader Mobile. He told the gathering that since last year, the company had added support for 18 foreign languages and had expanded support of the technology from 2 to 8 phone models. Jim reported that Michael Hingson, director of the NFB Direct Sales Initiative for the KNFB Reader Mobile, is the leading distributor of the technology in the nation, with 11 cooperating dealers around the country. This year, KNFB Reading Technologies focused mostly on promoting its exciting new product, the Blio, a free and accessible piece of book reading software that will soon be launched. According to Jim, the Blio will allow blind users to access over 1 million titles, a vast body of material previously unavailable to our community. He reported that this software will run on notebook computers, netbooks, and general computers, and in time on a variety of other platforms. Those using the Blio software will be able to buy commercially available books using this system. Federationists were invited to visit http://www.blioreader.com for further information about this innovative product. News of interest to members from the NFB National Office was released during this Washington seminar. President Maurer announced that as of Monday afternoon, February 1st, NFB Newsline would feature two new, more human-sounding voices for those who continue to read newspapers and magazines over the telephone. Call NFB Newsline to give Paul and Kate a listen. Additionally, subscribers can now have the text of specific articles sent directly to their email addresses while listening on the telephone by pressing pound and then the 9 key while reading any article. Mark Riccobono, executive director of the NFB Jernigan Institute, announced that the Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Nonvisual Learning, BEL, program would be expanded this summer to our Virginia, Texas, and Utah affiliates. He also said that the summer of 2010 would see two sessions of the Jernigan Institute's Junior Science Academy for elementary-age students interested in learning about science, technology, engineering, and math. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Rehabilitation Services Administration Commissioner, Lene Rutledge. As the Great Gathering Inn drew to a climax, President Maurer introduced the recently confirmed Commissioner of the Rehabilitation Services Administration, RSA, Lene Rutledge. Commissioner Rutledge warmly greeted the gathering, referring to the NFB's international reputation. She promised to make herself available to our leadership for policy conversations, and for the first time in a number of years, we have cause for optimism about the working relationship between the NFB and RSA. John Perret, NFB Executive Director for Strategic Initiatives, along with Jesse Hartle and newly hired Lauren McLarney, NFB Government Program Specialists, then briefed the audience on our three legislative priorities for this year: promoting H.R. 734 and S. 841, the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act of 2009, advancing H.R. 886 and S. 2962, our Social Security Disability Insurance legislation, and introducing H.R. 4533, the Technology Bill of Rights for the Blind, new legislation to create, through study and ultimate regulation, accessibility to a variety of home appliances and mainstream products that are currently not usable independently by blind people. Our legislative memorandum and fact sheets providing more detail on these initiatives are printed elsewhere in this issue. since S-2962 and H.R. 4533 had been introduced only days before the Washington seminar convened, these bill numbers are not in these documents. Two photos appear at this point. Photo 1, the caption, Representative Jan Schakowsky. Photo 2, the caption, President Maurer presents a Distinguished Legislative Service Award to Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Deviating slightly from our standard practice, President Maurer returned to Washington, D.C. for the Wednesday evening briefing to introduce two members of Congress. He first presented to the enthusiastic crowd Illinois Representative Jan Schakowsky, the original sponsor of H.R. 4533, our new technology bill of rights for the blind. The Congresswoman spoke sincerely about her support for our Common Sense initiative, and she promised to do everything in her power to champion our cause for access to basic technology that everyone but the blind already fully enjoys. President Maurer then introduced Florida Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, chairwoman of the Subcommittee on the Legislative Branch of the Appropriations Committee. She was presented with an NFB Distinguished Legislative Service Award in recognition of her valiant effort to secure full funding for the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, Digital Book Conversion Program. President Maurer explained just how vital this program is to blind readers in America. Representative Wasserman Schultz graciously accepted this award and commented on the potency of our grassroots skill as an organization. The final briefing of the Washington seminar was truly one in which two powerful members of Congress, both deputy whips for the majority party, had a chance to hear our voices. Federationists blanketed Capitol Hill on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to discuss our legislative priorities with every member of the House and Senate and their staffs. Now that we have returned home from Washington, the hard work begins. We must follow up with the staffers responsible for the issues we discussed. We must urge that our U.S. representatives co-sponsor H.R. 734, H.R. 886, and H.R. 4533. We must similarly insist that our U.S. senators support S. 841 and S. 2962, as well as the Technology Bill of Rights for the Blind, as soon as it is introduced. We must remain at the ready at a moment's notice to follow any instructions our national legislative staff gives us so that the collective power of the NFB can continue to influence public policy for blind people in America. We must not let the momentum started at the 2010 Washington Seminar subside. Our work has just begun.